I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence has spiked 50% in Afghanistan over the last quarter. So how will that impact the peace process? Plus, a ministry loses its founder, but we'll talk about the impact he had on the proclamation of the gospel in India. We'll get to that story in a few moments. But first, U.S. election confusion and increasing terror attacks raise uncertainty to a new level in Afghanistan. Under a deal made in February, U.S. troops will reduce to 5,000 by the end of this month. However, that hinges upon the Taliban keeping their word, and increased attacks seem to indicate otherwise. A new report says violence is up 50% this quarter over last. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle tells us,
peace proposals come and go. It's very difficult when they're having to negotiate with groups that have terrorist roots and are motivated by things other than peace. So will this peace proposal work? We don't know, but we pray that God intervenes and there can be stability within this country.
On Monday, Islamic State militants attacked Kabul University, killing 22 people and wounding dozens more. Whether it's IS or the Taliban,
terrorists want to rise up through the chaos they create and say, we're the answer, we're the solution. We can guard you. Let us take control and you'll be safe. That's how they come into power. This is what happened with Hamas in Gaza.
Afghanistan is one of the world's top persecutors of Christians, but God's spirit is moving.
People are turning to faith in Christ in Afghanistan, but it's such a difficult existence there. They meet Jesus. Some of them become martyrs. We just need to pray for our Afghani brothers and sisters in Christ.
Next, in response to certain Bible translation trends, several Bible translators and ministries have signed the Arlington Statement. Seth Vitrano-Wilson of Horizons International says,
for example, we'll take an Islamic phrase like the Islamic Statement of Faith, which says, La ilaha illallah, which means there's no God but Allah or God. And they'll use this in Bible translations. And they'll say, well, this is the affirmation of monotheism in Islam. That's how these people understand it. So we're going to use it in the Bible to affirm monotheism. Whereas the initial signers of the Arlington Statement would say, no, that's not, that doesn't mean the same thing.
All Bible translators have to make biblical texts understandable to people of other cultures. But the Arlington Statement says translators should not use theology from other religions in an attempt to make the Bible easier to understand. So who's behind the statement?
The Arlington Statement was put together by a group of Bible translators, scholars, missiologists, theologians, Hebrew and Greek experts, a whole group of people from all around the world, including people whose native language is Arabic, Turkish, Albanian, English, all kinds of different people from around the world.
Want to sign the statement? Vitrano Wilson says, in addition to Bible translators, pastors and lay people are welcome to sign. Meanwhile, pray God would continue to guide Bible translation all over the world. And Mission India is mourning the loss of their founder, Dr. John DeVries, who passed away last week surrounded by his family. As they grieve, they're also celebrating the eternal impact DeVries had on gospel ministry in India. Mission India's president, Todd Vanak, was good friends with DeVries and deeply moved by his legacy of faith.
I remember as a kid being in church and completely bored until one day a guest minister showed up in our church by the name of John DeVries. I was like 13 years old, and I couldn't get over the fact that I actually understood everything he said, and the incredible passion that he had just impacted me so deeply. In fact, at 56, I still remember that message, and what John talked about was the power of Scripture and how God's called us to put that in the hands of people who don't know him.
India has the largest number of unreached people groups in the world, and DeVries was intent on sharing Jesus with them.
It not only was the passion of John's heart, but it literally broke his heart. He couldn't talk about it without getting choked up and overwhelmed.
Pray for lost people in India to know Jesus, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, wants to help you and your kids learn about some of the countries in the region in a fun way. They're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.